Talk Live. We kick off hour number three, the Wednesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Still to come here this evening, Mark, we still have some Iraqi stuff to discuss. In fact, we're going to start things off. I know you had some other comments you wanted to make, but we're going to start things off discussing the military mindset versus the police mindset. This is another portion of the Jacob Hornberger essay that we started last hour, but it's a kind of a different section of it. We're exploring the reasons why it is that the military decided it would be a good idea to drop two 500-pound bombs on the house where al-Zarqawi was residing or hiding. In the resulting explosion, Zarqawi died, another male died, also a female died, and a 5-year-old girl died. Now, was that really necessary? Was it really necessary? And if so, why? Can you explain that to me? 1-800-259-9231. I mean, they took Saddam Hussein alive. Why couldn't they go after this guy? Well, Jacob says, the military mindset is totally different from the police mindset. Assume that there is a suspected terrorist hiding among 10 innocent people. How would the military and the police deal with that situation? Well, the military would not chance the suspected terrorist escaping or his killing a soldier in a gun battle. As we've seen in the al-Zarqawi killing, the military would simply drop a bomb on the suspect, even knowing that the innocent people around him would also be killed. In the mind of the military, the collateral damage wouldn't be worth it, or would be worth it, even if it included children. This military mindset was put on display a few years ago by a CIA paramilitary operation in Yemen. Convinced that an automobile in Yemen was being driven by an al-Qaeda terrorist, the CIA fired a missile into the car, killing all 6 people in the car, including an American citizen. As the Detroit News would ask, why bother trying to capture the suspects and then go all through the hassles associated with extradition and trial when one missile can do the trick? And how exactly do we know that everyone in the car was guilty of terrorism and deserving of the death penalty? Because the CIA said so. Consider another real-world example.
You know, they make really great points, and this is the problem with all this extra national adventurism that we do. Well, we've got to be involved in the international community. We have to get out there, and we have to have intelligence. We have to have a military, and you've got a military. Well, you've got to invade countries now and then. We have to have a navy. We have to secure all the oceans of the world because every other country secures all the oceans of the world. What is it? Why?
I don't understand
why
the mindset.
Is America's role? I just don't understand. If we didn't have a federal government, if it completely didn't exist, how much worse would we really be off?
Not at all.
I don't feel
we'd be way better off.
I don't feel like we would be at all.
No federal taxes? No federal rules, regulations? Some states may go overboard and pass some unconstitutional laws, but they've already done that. They're already breaking the Constitution.
You know, I think we should just do away with Congress. I think we should make the president figurehead role,
okay,
where he can, you know, cut ribbons and stuff, and that's the only thing we should have the fibbies for. I'm really getting to that point. I think we need a Supreme Court to rule over the other.
I say get rid of it all. 50 competing individual states. That's what we need. The military mindset.
I'm not sure I agree.
Well, consider another real world example. A few years ago, the Washington, D.C. area was terrorized by 2 gunmen who were sporadically shooting and killing people at random. We all remember that. The police were having a very difficult time capturing them. One day, someone spotted the suspected snipers parked at a highway roadside park where lots of other cars were parked. And I'd like to point out that someone was not a police officer. They didn't solve that crime. A citizen solved that crime. An individual solved that. Taking the chance that the suspected snipers could escape to kill again, the cops slowly surrounded the roadside park. They then approached the car and took both of the suspects into custody, after which they were tried and convicted. Now, what would have been the military response? Drop a couple 500-pound bombs on them, just as they did with Zarqawi. After all, in the words of the Detroit News, why take the chance that the suspects could escape and then kill even more people? So what if the bystanders, including children, would also be killed in the process? That collateral damage would be worth it, because the suspects would very likely have gone on to kill more people than the bombs did. Of course, the dead would include American children rather than Iraqi children, but certainly that wouldn't be an important distinction to the Pentagon, now would it? Oh, and what about the other part? What if it wasn't actually them? What if the car was identified and somebody thought that the snipers were in the car, but in fact it was Mark and his girlfriend or Mark and his wife just parked at the park enjoying their Sunday afternoon, and then they drop a 500-pound bomb out of the sky on it? It would totally get rid of the whole due process, you know, being charged with a crime, going to court.
Solves the problem.
That raises yet another distinction between the military and the police. It's not difficult to see that the military holds the Bill of Rights in contempt, which is precisely why the Pentagon established its torture and sex camps in Cuba and former Soviet bloc countries, so as to avoid the constraints of that pesky old U.S. Constitution and any interference by our country's federal judiciary. It's not a coincidence that in the Pentagon's three-year effort to rebuild Iraq, it has done nothing to construct a judicial system that would have independent judges issuing search and arrest warrants, or that would protect due process, habeas corpus, jury trials, and the right to due counsel, or the right to counsel. To the military, all that's anathema, not only because it would presumably enable lots of guilty people to go free, but also because it might inhibit the ability of the military to take out people without having to go through all those legal and technical niceties. Several months ago, a U.S. attorney told a federal court of appeals that the United States is as much a battleground in the war on terrorism as other countries in the world, including Iraq. You can tell, can't you, Mark, with all the incidents of terrorism going on around here? Heaven forbid that the American people ever permit the U.S. military to expand to the United States the war on terrorism tactics it has employed overseas. More important...
Well, that's what people want.
More important...
They want to put troops on our borders.
They're sending the National Guard down there as we speak, aren't they? Haven't they ordered them down there? Have they gotten there yet? I haven't seen anything on that recently. You can chime in, 1-800-259-9231. More important... All too many Americans have yet to confront the moral implications of invading and occupying Iraq. U.S. officials continue to exhort the American people to judge the war on occupation on whether it proves to be successful in establishing stability and democracy in Iraq. If so, the idea will be that the deaths of tens of thousands of Iraqis, including countless Iraqi children, will have been worth it. It would be difficult to find a more morally repugnant position than that. How many children? Really, if you're somebody that supports the Iraq War, ask yourself this now, and then call in with your answer. How many innocent children makes it all worth it? How many innocent children's deaths make it all worth it? Make establishing democracy. Oh, wonderful democracy. We establish thee in this country of Iraq at the cost of 10,000 of your children. Is it worth it?
Well, what number? I'll tell you what's more reprehensible and repugnant than what he just suggested. You know, the winning of the war at the cost of 10,000, 50,000 little dead children.
Mm-hmm.
What's more morally repugnant than that is losing the war and still killing those same damn kids.
Mm.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting that we went over there. It's disgusting how we're doing it. We're never going to win this war because we're never going to do what it takes. We're not. So get those people out of there.
And if we did what it takes, it'd be even worse. I find it hard to imagine. You say get those people out of there, but George Bush is not going to do that anytime soon. I saw a headline on anti-war today.
He'll do it if the American people rise up right now, pitchforks
Why?
And torches.
He's not going for re-election.
If there were a million people standing out in front of the White House demanding George Bush's
not going to happen to
come out and get the troops out, it would happen immediately. He would do it. Will the American people do it?
Nope.
No.
No way.
No, they're
too
disgusting.
Too complacent, too scared. And now antiwar.com reporting 21,000 additional troops have been called up for Iraq deployment. He's not pulling out. He's putting more guys on the ground. And... Well, my question is, besides how many children is it okay to kill, the other question is, in regards to Iraq and the whole situation there, is what is it going to look like when we do finally decide to leave? What's the country going to be like then? We're on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the phones. 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system there, over 110,000 posts, 1,200 people interacting. It's free. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get on and get interactive with our listeners and the Free Talk Live crew. We're all on there. bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. In fact, we heard from George, who normally calls from D.C. He's already in New Hampshire. So people are already beginning the trek to New Hampshire for the Porcupine Festival. For details, you can visit porkfest.com. That's porkfest.com. So, Mark, a few moments ago, you had an interesting vision. You suggested that if a million Americans were to fill, say, the National Mall or somewhere in Washington, D.C., that if they were there and demanding a withdrawal from Iraq, that George Bush would go right ahead and do it.
I believe they would. I believe he would.
And then you pointed out and I agree that Americans aren't going to be doing that anytime soon.
No.
And the anti-war movements managed to pull a couple hundred people, maybe a few thousand maximum, to protest these things. But really, he doesn't care. It's not his. He has no interest in withdrawing.
We don't care. Why should he care?
Mm.
Why should he? He's got no reason to care.
And why should the American people care? Because they're scared. They're scared of this government. They're scared that, you know, they've seen the reports. They know that if they go to an anti-war protest, there's a chance they're going to be filmed by the police. The police have been documenting the individuals that have been involved in these protests. They've been investigated. Some of them have been harassed. They don't want to be harassed. They just want to get on with their lives. Americans, heck, there's no war here in America. I know. We feel so. This is kind of. I feel like this is some of their mindsets. It's bad, and I'm against the Iraq war, but, you know, I'm so busy. I've got bills to pay. What am I? You want me to go out into Washington, D.C.? Come on, that's going to cost a lot of money. I can't afford to go to Washington, D.C. right now.
I might get a sunburn. I got to take care of the kids.
There's no
day.
War. They haven't invaded here yet. We're okay here in America. I feel sorry for those Iraqi people, but, you know, I've got to keep the power turned on. I feel like that's a lot of Americans' mindset. And plus, America also has the mindset of, you can't fight City Hall, right? That's an old kind of a cliche saying around here. You can't fight City Hall. Well, you sure as heck can't fight the federal government if it's true that you can't fight City Hall. Now, by the way, I don't believe that all this is true for a moment.
Absolutely.
I'm with you, Mark.
When Americans stand up to the federal government, it backs down every single time.
Well, not every single time.
Really?
Not every single time, but they do tend to back down.
I can think of instances where they haven't.
But there have been.
How about when they wiped out those World War One vets on the Mall of Washington D.C. When they were demanding their some pay for early sign up or something like that?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
They were
precisely.
Demanding their benefits.
Yeah, they were demanding their veterans benefits, and Washington didn't want to give it to them, so they marched out there, and I can't remember how many. It seemed like
they killed some, shot them dead.
Quite a few. I don't know the story. I'm going to go look it up online, and I'll talk about it next segment.
Well, nonetheless, so I agree with you, Mark, that if Americans did somehow find the courage to stand up for freedom again, as many of them are, and they are going to the Free State Project, but if more of them found the courage, then there would be some significant changes. However, we've been subjugated so much, so often, by governments at every level. They have made us their bitches. We are their serfs, their slaves. And here's one simple example of how much control the government exerts over people's lives, and we allow them to get away with it. Why? Because we're scared, S-less of our governments. Wes Linz, according to Channel 10, WSLS.com, Wes Linz and his family moved in a month ago, and already they have lots of company. I imagine there's quite a few by what we see there, he said. Quite a few what? Bats. Bat droppings, the first indication his home is also someone else's.
Huh?
He called. There are bats in the man's house.
Okay, I'm sorry. Someone else's is what I didn't get on that.
He called a wildlife biologist to get rid of them. But Wes says...
He wanna know what's going on.
Huh? Wanna? Oh, that's bat poop.
Yes.
I'm a little slow.
The smart people got that joke.
Right.
Just so you know, if you're chuckling right now, you're a smart guy.
Smarter
than
not,
me. Not so much.
He told us it's a nesting period with the babies. They can't do anything until July 31st, but I'm number two or three on his list to come out and take care of it when that time goes by. Bat babies, or pups as they're called, Wes has seen at least 20 of them so far, each one protected by state law until they're old enough to take care of themselves. Isn't that nice? This state has a law on the books that protects bat babies. So if you've got a bunch of bat babies up in your attic, they just have to stay there.
That's awesome.
They've been attaching themselves to the wall here, he said. At night, the bats hang out on the wall, but nothing can be done about it unless they actually go inside the house. For now, the bats are in the attic above the carport, and they sometimes make an appearance during the daytime. His wife apparently says, it almost sounds like a bird chirping, but a little higher and more frequent. It's pretty much constant. A constant pain. But one Virginia Tech wildlife professor says comes with benefits. He says bats eat insects, something like 5,000 bugs in an evening, and so it's supposed to be really good for the area. I'd almost rather have the bugs, though, says one of the homeowners. a problem that will continue to bug this family until late summer. I love how news reports are written. Wildlife experts say bats can eat up to 1,000 mosquitoes per night, but also can carry diseases like rabies. And apparently they just have the freedom to move into your property, and you don't get to do anything about it. Why? Because the government said so. Because your property isn't your own. Now, if a homeless man moved into your attic, for instance, would you be able to throw him out? You know what?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. You say yes, Mark, but I wouldn't be shocked to see some law on the books in a place like Chicago or New York saying that would cause the homeless man undue burden, and therefore you should let him stay in your attic. I mean, what's the difference between a homeless guy and the bats in the attic? It's my attic. I should be allowed to decide who or what stays in it.
Okay? I think there's a slight difference in the homeless guy versus
the bat.
It's
my attic. It's a property rights issue.
I agree.
I don't care if it's a homeless guy or an inanimate object that somebody placed in my attic. I have the ability to determine what is in my attic at all times. But no, apparently not. Not because there's a law that somebody passed. So this is just one example of the myriad of little micromanaging laws that control almost every aspect of our lives. And what do we do about it? Oh, well, can't do anything. Can't fight City Hall. Sure, we want the bats to go away. They're making noise all night long. We can't sleep with these bats up there. Oh, too bad. You have to wait.
Wait, you've got to move out. I mean, you can't stand it?
Well, they say that once the babies are grown up, then you can have them eliminated from the house.
I see.
Because, for some reason, it's okay to eliminate adult bats, but bad to eliminate baby bats. Huh? 1-800-259-9231.
Well, we have to have more bats. Need more bats.
Now, I'm fine with bats. I got nothing against bats. I wouldn't care if it was bats or raccoons that were in the attic. It's my attic. Please allow me to control my property, because if I can't control my property, I'm not really a free man now, am I? 1-800-259-9231. Well, one man was under attack by the Internal Revenue Department, as they call it in Australia, and he fought back, and boy did he get them. We'll give you the story on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals, with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have added themselves to the Shrine via a validated photo, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You see what I mean by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. So, there's a little bit of good news out there in the world. This one coming from Australia. In the United States, they're called the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service.
Mm-hmm.
And in Australia, they're called the IRD, the Inland Revenue Department. You know the story about the razor. The guy liked it so much, he bought the company. This from NZ Herald. Dave Hendo Henderson has a twist on that. He hated the company. In this case, the IRD. So much, he bought the building. Driven to bankruptcy by the tax department, Henderson survived to become its landlord, evictor, and nemesis. He ended a 5-year fight with the tax man as a millionaire, not only able to prove that the bill for a phantom $1 million tax debt was wrong, but also that the IRD owed him $65,000. It's a classic David and Goliath tale, which has already become a best-selling book, and now a Kiwi film producer is poised to make a movie out of it. Ordinarily, that would be enough delicious revenge for one man, but for Henderson, the sweetest victory came in the form of the 7 floors of steel and prefabricated concrete at 165 Casual Street in Christchurch. Henderson House, the property magnate exclaims, and the tall silver lettering on the building twinkles back over the road at him. Look at it! Isn't it great? Not that the 51-year-old ever dreamed of having his name on an office block. Just the other day, he overheard a bunch of guys at an intersection saying, "Look at that! Effing Henderson's name named a building after himself." "No," Henderson says, "in the normal course of events, I certainly wouldn't want to name a building after myself."
"I would."
That's one of those rare opportunities that when you're allowed to indulge in those things.
Sure. Then
the article goes on to talk about who might be playing him in the movie and that he's a down-to-earth guy. He comes off remarkably normally. He grew up a Presbyterian, talks about his mother, etc. And now he owns a lot of property. It's not just large hunks of Central Christchurch. He owns some other property elsewhere. Later, he hands me a flyer. It reveals that he's building a village. He says he mentions an exciting 5-mile project that he's got going just outside of Queenstown. That means the new $2 billion town he's building. So this guy's got a lot of money to his name, and he's not afraid to fight against the IRD, the Internal Revenue, or the Internal Revenue Department. All the more fuel for the movie maker's flames. Then there's the love interest. He goes on, talks about his interest there. His battle started with the IRD in 1994 when he applied for a GST refund. That stands for General Sales Tax in Australia, and I think New Zealand as well. They have a GST, which is just applied across the board. It's like a national sales tax, essentially. Refund for his property development company. The IRD asked for more information. It was hand-delivered by his staffer and friend. When she returned in tears, Henderson's back went up, and the war with the tax man started. He maintains that a tax officer asked his friend if she was sleeping with him, told her to put out her hands, and she made a comment to the effect that, and made a comment to the effect that she had small wrists, and the handcuffs wouldn't need to be big. A 4-year audit followed, with the tax man and Henderson blaming each other for the drawn-out affair. Instead of a refund, the IRD said he owed $500,000 in taxes and $500,000 in penalties. Hemorrhaging money.
Not flexing their own little muscles there, are they?
Hemorrhaging money from his ambitious radio venture called Radio Liberty, Henderson was forced into bankruptcy. It's always hard to believe rich people when they talk about being broke, especially libertarians who believe taxation is a moral evil, but Henderson insists he really was. Quote, seriously broke. Bankruptcy is tough because people actually frown on you. I can show you. I walk the streets now and people want to stop and talk to me. The same people would have crossed the road to avoid me 5 or 6 years ago. It's just bizarre. I was a pariah. His home was sold. He borrowed a crappy car with no brakes, he insists, did the odd copywriting and marketing job for friends, and hunkered down to fight the department. Eventually, with help from a MP, Rodney Hyde, the department conceded that there were no grounds for the $1 million debt, and therefore Henderson did get his tax refund. Shortly after coming out of bankruptcy with almost no cash up front, he did a deal on Christchurch's Chancery Lane. In case you've forgotten, that's the building that the IRD occupied. The IRS had, or the IRD had offices in this building. Other property deals followed. He made a lot of money. Then in 2003, an estate agent called with an offer out of the blue. Oh, excuse me. He said, I've got a building you've just got to own. It was the Canterbury headquarters of the IRD. Without even inspecting it, Henderson cut the deal, and for 3 years, the IRD staff, particularly the ones who beat the crap out of me, had to come, I think he means figuratively, had to come to work at Henderson House. It's delicious irony, he concedes, but the real joy came on December 31st of 2005, when the tax department's lease expired.
That's awesome.
And he told them to move out. The next day, Henderson gutted the place. Says, I was elated. There were 500 people in there working for the IRD. Everyone who beat me up was working in that building. I spent 4 years of my life going in there, spending literally hundreds of thousands of dollars fighting and seeing a lot of my life evaporate in the process. Nope, he didn't even need to see the building before buying it. He knew every nook and cranny of it intimately. So well, in fact, that he used to play tricks on the staff as he visited over the years. He found out where the air conditioning control was and used to turn it up and watch the auditors sweat during meetings. He would sneak into meeting rooms, turn back the large pieces of paper, you know, on those tripods where they write stuff, turn the backs of those papers used in the presentations and write F the IRD on the third or fourth sheet down. Another time he found out the extension number of the IRD waiting room phone and would call it from his cell phone, watching as the receptionist left their counter, walking past queues of people, only to have him hang up just as they reached to answer it.
That's hilarious.
And just as she got back up to her desk, it would start ringing again. He cracks up. At least it gave me some mild entertainment through the insanity of it all. The craziness has never really ended, however. Politicians of all persuasions attack him. Finance Minister Michael Cullen called him the greatest tax evader in the country, who runs the Christchurch sex industry. In fact, he's landlord of one strip bar. And the IRD is at it again. The only woman in the tax department allowed to talk to him recently called to say they were auditing him yet again. Where there's smoke, there's fire, I suggest, as the lunch moves on to coffee and Henderson's favorite, an Afghan biscuit, and he sighs. Quote, I understand that, but probably the only smoke there is that I'm a loudmouth. I'm very ideological, and I've had several debates with the IRD staff before all of this. It's just the culture. It is enormous authority and power without a commensurate amount of responsibility attached to it. I feel very sorry, actually, for the IRD staff, because they lead very insular lives. Imagine going to a party, and someone asks you what you do, and you say, I'm an IRD officer. He laughs. The room's going to empty pretty quickly.
Yeah, nobody likes you.
So when the woman called me the other day, Henderson says, I told her I wasn't surprised. I said, well, I suppose that's to be expected. Your children's children are going to be coming after me. I'll live with that. Is he worried? Goodness, no. He's a picture of calmness as he takes another bite of his Afghan. It's about then that I notice that it's not biscuit crumbs on the lapel of Henderson's suit jacket. A little blob of plaster has rubbed off from Henderson House, which he's fast turning into a flash new hotel. Hendo the Victorious has just had the IRD for lunch. Quite a victory story there out of Australia.
It sounds like one of the better stories of a man against the government.
He bought their building and evicted them. Can you imagine if nobody would rent to the IRS? I've seen them shuffling around town, going from office to office. Just nobody rented them. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. You just go and download them. We ask no money in return. Just go and get them. freetalklive.com. So, public schools. We move to this issue. There's a couple different things here, Mark. You're going to be telling us about how apparently the police department is patrolling the hallways somewhere in America. But first, from Michael Hampton at homelandstupidity.us, Michael asks, are your children in public school? If they are, get them out now before it's too late. Otherwise, this is what could happen. They could be brainwashed. In fact, I would suggest they are being brainwashed. Consider this short anecdote, becoming all too common these days. This is from a couple of different blogs. Conservative Cat first. It's traditional in Bruce's family that parents are responsible for their children's education. When Bruce was growing up, his father spent many hours explaining the ins and outs of history, politics, and culture. As a good father should. As good parents should. Sit down with your kids. Tell them the way the world works. According to your viewpoint. Bruce performs the same function, but it's a different world than it was 30 years ago. And there are some glitches in the general plan. A typical example is something that happened a few weeks ago while the girl who feeds me was studying for a history final. She was reviewing the unit about the causes of the French Revolution, and Bruce launched into a discussion of the role of the middle class and the effects of the famine of 1789. After about a minute, she demanded that he stop, saying, "Dad, I don't want to know the truth. I have to remember what our teacher told us.
Mm.
The random yak tells much the same story. Yak the Younger refused to read a good science book that I bought him until after the school year was over, because he was afraid that he would forget the things that he needed to know for the test, and give more information than the teacher wants. And she won't like that. She wants one-word answers. Forget the truth. Your children are being forced to memorize the state-approved dogma. It's about time that we realize that public education has been a complete failure at educating and a complete success at dumbing down each successive generation. At this point, the only way to improve American education is to get it out of the hands of the federal government. And, of course, I agree entirely. The government has been strangling the education system for decades. In fact, ever since the feds took over a lot of educational rules and that sort of thing, they created the Department of Education. They have the test scores have been dropping.
Right.
The results have been terrible.
You would think we create this government agency to make schools better and schools will get better.
And the money has been going up. I mean, the money spent has been going up and up and up, but the results have been going down and down and down.
Yeah, because the larger the central control, the less efficient something's going to be by its nature.
There's more in this school world, Mark.
In the wake of a fatal shooting, the security for a D.C. high school was officially turned over to the city's police department last week.
Who was handling it beforehand?
Well, have you ever seen police handling the security of a school?
No,
I haven't seen that.
But who was handling it beforehand? They said the security was turned over. It makes it sound like they had private security guards or something. Go ahead.
I can't answer that question. This is one more indication of the severe problems haunting the school system. Violence, illegal drugs, the mandating of medications such as Ritalin, low academic achievement, controversial curricula, perceived prejudice against boys. Parents who wish to explore educational alternatives at their own expense should be encouraged to do so, yet the opposite is occurring. Advocates of public schooling view their system, view their system of education as those systems of education as threats to be regulated, discouraged, and sometimes demonized.
Yeah.
Often the income and careers of these advocates depend on the continued tax funding of these public schools. So they're motivated to say that public schools are great. Well, of course the teachers' union says public schools are great.
Mm-hmm. And they're lying.
Is there any validity to the criticism of educational alternatives? To the most visible ones are homeschooling and apprenticeships. It goes on and talks about this for quite some time, but I felt like the most important part of this...
By the way, I'd like to answer the question. No. They talk trash about homeschooling, but really they've never really been able to say anything beyond, well, it doesn't let your children have a social experience, because everybody knows that homeschooled kids are so much smarter than your average government school child.
The reason is that their teachers care desperately about how they get taught. They're not government bureaucrats that get a paycheck whether or not that they perform.
That's right.
Now, I'm sorry. I know there's great teachers out there, but everybody's had bad ones.
Look at the things that they complain about homeschooling. They complain because they don't have social opportunities. But that's a lie, because they do.
Homeschoolers
get together in groups. They have all the different people, for instance, in one area who are homeschooling will meet together, for instance, at a park or meet at a museum for a field trip or perhaps have their own prom, if you will. They'll have a lot of the same activities that many schools have. So that's chucked out the window. The other complaint about homeschooling is, well, what if a bunch of white supremacists wanted to lie to their kids and give them misinformation? So what?
Really?
They're doing it anyway.
I mean, I'm sorry, it's not going to be politically correct, but really, how much worse off are you going to be in the world if in the history class you were taught that instead of 6 million Jews dying, that, Hitler was the savior of mankind and that, that America was wrong for attacking him? I mean, is that going to affect your earning potential in society? No. It's going to make you twisted and weird, but...
Well, no, wait a minute. Now, yes, that would certainly make you twisted and weird. I agree. I'm certainly not for white supremacy at all. No, I think they're crazy nutballs. However,
they generally have jobs.
Okay, well, but the same curriculum that you're talking about with the World War II and everything, they'd also be talking about how wonderful FDR was and how worshipped he should be. So, I mean, really, you're trading one set of lies for another set of officially approved lies, essentially. 800-259-9231. I don't know if there's more about the security crackdown. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Also, did you know what day it was? Mark, you're going to tell us what day it is today.
Special day.
It is a special day, but nobody knows. Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the number. Only moments remain, though, so you better get your call in now if you'd like. 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you. The archives, wiki, updates, live streaming, and more. It's all for free. Go compare our site to all the other big talk shows out there, and you'll find that we give away all of the things they charge for. In fact, we've got more for free than what they charge for on their websites. A lot of those guys don't even have message boards. Why is that? Well, because they don't want to hear anything bad about themselves.
Yeah, and there's no profit in it.
Somebody might post some critique. Ooh, and that hurts. It's scalding. But we give it all away for free at freetalklive.com. So enjoy it. And if you like that, then contribute to us voluntarily. Join the AMP program like over 245 of our listeners have done. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get involved for $3 a month. I mean, that's the price of a cup of coffee. You go in, $3 a month, we take it in, we turn it right back around into advertising for the show. That's what AMP stands for, Advertise, Market, Promote. We get the show on more radio stations. In fact, we're going to be announcing a new station here pretty soon for weeknights and Saturdays, thanks to your AMP dollars. We get more stations on board, we get more listeners on board via the Internet. It's happening, it's working because of you. $3 a month, amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks, access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, classic archives, and more. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, what day is it?
Well, it's June the 21st.
Yeah.
2006.
So?
Well, June the 21st, 2006 is 218 years after June the 21st, 1788.
Well, what happened then?
Well, that was the day that New Hampshire became the ninth state to ratify the Constitution. And because it was the ninth state, that made it just over two-thirds, it's just over two-thirds of 13. And so, therefore, it's the date the Constitution became legal and binding.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So that today is the 218th birthday of the Constitution of the United States of America.
Wow.
Why haven't we heard that?
This is news to me. I can't answer your question. I didn't know that until today.
Why isn't there any news source out there saying that? I mean,
there's Independence Day. That's coming up on the 4th.
That's not they'll call it. They won't. It will be Independence Day, but they won't call it Independence.
You're right. And we'll talk more about that as it approaches.
You know, the thing is you listen to the Republican pundits today. The talk show hosts out there that love America. They wave the flag.
You did. I did not.
Whatever.
Okay.
Did they talk about it?
I predict they did not.
No. No one cares about the Constitution.
Why should they? It's a dead document.
It's really, it gets in their way. One side or the other, whether you're liberal or conservative, this document disgusts you.
That's true. It's not really true to call it a dead document. It's just gutted and bleeding all over the place. I mean, it's pretty much useless, but it has slowed down the growth of government slightly.
There should have been prison sentences for violating each one of the rules that the Constitution outlaid. Mm. And that's the problem.
There should have.
Yeah. And, if there was
Wait, even if there was penalties, it would still require a judicial branch to enforce or to
it would have slowed
add
things
those
down.
Penalties to the individual.
It wouldn't be perfect. It would have slowed things down.
It may have slowed them down, but if you have a judicial branch that's also willing to ignore the Constitution, as the executive and legislative branches all are, all three branches are just willing to throw it out the window. It doesn't matter what's written in there, apparently. But happy Constitution Day anyway. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you